Now, back to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper
on Real Golf Radio.
Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us. Still to come on hour number two, Johnny Miller will join us, plus
the caddy.
America's favorite caddy. It's all coming up. But in the meantime, it's right now we get out to Chuck Miller. He's a traveling guy, 50 state tour in 50 weeks, raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project. And he joins us each week with the places to play and the places to stay. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning to you. This week's report is about golf in the metropolitan area around Iowa City, Iowa, which includes Iowa City, Corville, and North Liberty, three communities with considerable cultural, recreational, and educational opportunities, and the two very enjoyable courses I played, Amana Colonies in Corville and Brown Deer in nearby Amana. The Amana Colonies Golf Club, which opened in 1989, can be played from 5,200 yards to 6,800 yards. It's a hilly course carved through a forest of stately white oaks, streams, and ponds. After playing it, I understood why it's received national awards, including being voted in 1990 as one of Golf Magazine's top 10 best new public courses in the country. With water on seven holes, left and right doglegs, and numerous blind shots, it was quite challenging, but a fun course to play. The second course I played was Brown Deer Golf Club in Amana. It had two totally different nines. The front nine was open with wide fairways. The back nine was narrower and considerably more wooded. It had four sets of tees ranging from 4,600 to 6,300 yards, bent grass fairways and greens, and water, which came into play on six holes. The course record, 63, is held by head professional Sean McCarty, who recently won the Iowa PGA Professional Championship. I had the good fortune to play my round at Brown Deer with Sean, and let me tell you, he is a sticker. My favorite hole at Brown Deer was the 393-yard par 4 18th hole, a dogleg right with a lake running on the right from tee to green. I liked it because it was a true risk-reward hole. I risk, but wasn't rewarded. While in the Iowa City area, I stayed at the Suburban Extended Stay Hotel in Corville, a great place for overnight or long-term, as it has a complete kitchen, a fitness facility, and a complimentary high-speed internet access. I also stayed at the Brown Street Inn, a delightful B&B with six wonderfully decorated bedrooms, including a large third-floor suite. I enjoyed the inn's full continental breakfast, the opportunity to visit with the very knowledgeable and helpful innkeepers, and its convenient walking distance to both downtown Iowa City and the University of Iowa. Well, next week I'll be reporting about places to play and places to stay in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Chuck, the traveling guy. You can check out more at thetravelingguy.com. He joins us each and every week right here on Real Golf Radio, the places to play and the places to stay. Thanks, Chuck, for appreciate that. He's traveling around. He started in Carlsbad, California, and he's making his way like a rambling man around the country.
Yes, he is.
Well, you know what? Good for him.